Good morning. It's June 1st and it kicks off Pride Month. Woo woo. There's events happening worldwide to celebrate how far LGBTQ rights have come on, and just to remember the protest roots of how Pride started in the first place. Now, Ireland is no exception with events happening up and down the country. It's a joy to see. It's happening all summer to mark Pride. And here to give us a look at some of the events is DJ and host of The Request Show, Conor Bean. Good morning.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm surprised we actually got hold of you, because I would say you're very busy around this time of year.
I am, yeah. Lots of stuff going on. But if it's any corporates listen, you can totally book me to DJ at your event. I'm just saying, I am. There is some availability, so do reach out if you want me. There you go. I have to do that.
You have to do it.
It's
a big occasion every year. This year, there's events happening across Ireland. What are some of the ones happening in early June? What's kicking off first?
There's a lot actually happening in June itself, obviously, because that is Pride Month. So the big ones like London, New York and Dublin, which we'll talk about in a minute, they obviously happen this month. But there are also a lot of Pride festivals happening across Ireland. It's an interesting one this year because it's 30 years this year since we decriminalised homosexuality in Ireland in 1993.
Ooh, which, sorry.
It's only 30 years.
When you say it,
I mean,
like,
I'm 35,
that.
So that'll put it into context.
It's
for
only
you.
30 years.
Yeah, I think we were about maybe 20, I'm not 25 years behind the UK on that one. Not to bring the UK into, but there you go. Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of weight, I think, to the celebrations this year, and some of the Pride festivals are marking that in their thing.
And I'm sorry to cut in on you there. I suppose with everything that's happened in Uganda, I suppose this is a very important year to celebrate Pride as well.
It is. And like, as we will discuss in a little bit, there's been a kind of a backlash as well to LGBTQ rights in the last year or two. So it does feel a bit more weighted this year. So one of the first ones, there's a few happening this bank holiday weekend, which is exciting, is Mayo Pride, which is happening in Westport from June 1st, which is today, to the 4th. They have tons of stuff planned across the weekend. I was actually there last year for the first ever Mayo Pride. I was DJing at some of the events and was down at the parade as well. And it was an amazing atmosphere. But I don't know, you may have seen this. This was a big viral moment last year. So we had the parade at Mayo Pride, and there was a drag story hour planned for a bookshop nearby where the parade route ended up. There was a bunch of far-right protesters who turned up and tried to intimidate the drag queens, and the kids were going into the room, into the venue. And so Panty, who was doing speeches after the parade, said, "We're going to go down and show our support so that, you know, the queens doing this event feel supported." And someone said to Panty, "Do you have guard clearance to attend this event?" And Panty said, "I've guard clearance to tell you to go F yourself," which became a viral meme. They put it on merch to support Mayo Pride. And this year, to celebrate, I suppose, Panty slash that moment last year, they're actually doing a screening tonight of Panty's new show, If These Wigs Could Talk, which is on tour but hasn't been screened anywhere. So you could catch that in the W Cinema in Westport this evening. And then you've got stuff like the Mother DJs on Saturday. There's even a Pride hike tomorrow up Croagh-Patrick, so that's how you know they're down the west and they've got nice scenery, because they can throw a hike in and say it's not just about the parade and the parties. You can go hiking.
Any excuse.
Ross Purcell, like, "Can I come? Any room on the hike for me?" So there you go.
Did you say last year was the first Pride event in Mayo?
Yeah, Mayo Pride's first year last year. It was great crack. So that will show you too. I mean, really, this is an example of how over the last kind of even 10 or 5 years, a lot of local prides have propped up. There's also Waterford Pride of the Desh, am I getting that right? Takes place there from June 2nd to 5th. There's a block party in O'Connell Street, there's a dance workshop, and the youth committee there have a series of events for young people who are looking to meet the community as well. And then next weekend in Connemara, there's Clifton Pride, which is happening on June 9th at the Clifton Boat Club, and it's been run by the people behind Sing Along Social. There's a kids disco from 6 to 7:30, and then an event for the grown-ups from 8 to 10 as well. And then there's Donegal. They have a Pride event in June this week, this month as well. It's happening on June 4th. Inishowen Pride will march to the town in Buncrana on Sunday, and the night before there's a fundraising concert at the Railway Tavern as well. So that's examples of stuff happening in June outside of Dublin. Like, I love Dublin Pride, but it is not the only thing happening this month.
I bet it was years ago.
Well, yes, if true, a year like this year is marking 40 years since the first ever Dublin Pride Parade, which happened in 1983. If you remember, in 1982, Declan Flynn was a young gay man who was killed in Fairview Park, and the reaction to his death kind of sent ripples through. I mean, I want to say it was a smaller community just because of the amount of people who maybe weren't out, but the community of queer people that was in Dublin at the time. So that led to the first ever Pride Week that happened in 1983 in Dublin, and they called it the Gay Rights Protest March. Tony Walsh, the famous gay rights activist, told the Journal in 2016 that there was a distinctive shift in people's anger and people's desire to reclaim the streets around that march. So when you talk about protests and the roots of Pride, what happened in Dublin in 83 into 84 is a good example of that. 82 into 83, I should say, is a good example of that.
And how does it differ now with the Pride? What can people expect? I mean, the volume of people, I suspect.
It's a big one. I mean, the parade is Saturday, June 24th, and that will be a big, like, through the middle of town, taking off from just before O'Connor Street and going all the way through the city centre. There's a full programme of events for Dublin Pride released today, so I haven't got to have a look at that yet. But there's always community events happening. And then Saturday itself, there's big kind of post-parade events happening. Mother have the block party, Davina Divine, Victoria's Secret have an event, the George, Panty Bar, Street 66. They'll be open all day and it'll be thronged. As someone who's DJed at Pride every year for the last 10 years, it's the one day we're like, strap your shoes on, it's a marathon. So it's a long day, but it's a fun one. And it's always a great, I mean, if you live in Dublin and never been to Dublin Pride, I can't recommend it enough, you know.
Okay, amazing. You mentioned the history of Pride happening in Ireland. Can we talk about the significance of seeing Pride events happening around the country for a second? And I mean, that must be huge.
Yeah.
Because like you said, not everybody can get to Dublin or live in Dublin. So it's gorgeous to see these events happening up and down the country. And that must be so nice for you, who's been involved with Pride for 10 years, you said. And to read out so many places and venues and things happening in Donegal and Clifton.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Connemara, you're stepping it up. I mean, like, Pride has its roots in protests. And in 2019, we were celebrating 50 years since the Stonewall riots, which happened in New York in 1969. And they were seen as kind of a catalyst for all the various marches and protests that emerged worldwide. So seeing the events happen in smaller places is very, I think, kind of moving and reassuring, because it's a sign that, like, you know, A, why wouldn't we? Because there's people from that community in our town. We'd love to celebrate them. And B, it's that realization that these are happy, inspiring, informative events that actually help show how far we've come and what we have to do and what we have to learn. So I'm actually bowled over, even like being from Carlow and stuff, and, you know, seeing that Carlow has its own Pride parade and stuff. It's not something I would have really thought about when I was living there as a teenager back in, like, you know, the early 2000s.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, no. And like, I think something too, sometimes for anyone who feels a bit different, and particularly in Ireland, the immigration thing is big, or moving to a bigger city is a big story. And that sometimes it's just for work or whatever. But there are a lot of people in our community who've had to leave small towns because they didn't feel like they fit in, or they weren't treated well. So that things have shifted so that you can actually be out in small towns is kind of mind blowing to me. I mean, look, there's a lot we need to work on. There has been far right groups targeting drag events here and in other countries, and drag story time. There is an uptick in homophobic and transphobic abuse and violence on the streets. And also, like, you open any thread on Twitter now, since a certain CEO took over, there has been this wave of hate speech that you just can't avoid. So, like, it's not like things are just so rosy either, but by the same token, when you see these events countrywide, you think, well, actually, hang on.
There are good people out there.
Yeah, there are good people. Exactly. There's good people out there, as well as people who don't believe in it or whatever.
And we do need to be reminded. We do need to be reminded of that, absolutely, because, as you said, there's been an uptake in violence against the LGBTQ plus community, but there is support there, and there is people who stand with you side by side. And like you said, I always found that Pride is not only, I mean, it is about showing your support for the LGBTQ plus community, but it's also, it's just about, like you mentioned there, inclusivity as a whole.
It's
like
fun.
For immigrants, it's so much fun.
Like, it's fun. And I don't know, it's just, I think it's, for me, I've always said it is a mix of protest and partying, but those two can kind of sit by side. It's remembering how far we've come, what we've left to do, and also celebrating in the moment, because we don't always get to do that in our day to day. Sometimes you can feel a bit isolated. So I think that's why it still has such relevance for us, you know.
Yeah, it's like a Camp St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, exactly.
July is busy, but August has a couple of big ones. Is that right? What's going on? Like,
yeah, I mean,
July has
Pride Parade in July as well. So Carlow Pride happening at the Bank Holiday, the first weekend of July.
Okay.
There's also Wicklow Pride that same weekend. Rebecca Talent of Haviland is the Grand Marshal of their first ever Pride Parade happening there. Limerick happens July 3rd to the 8th. They've loads of events. They're doing something called Print with Pride, which I think is really interesting, on the 6th of July, where you can bring like t-shirts, totes, jumpers, or even just like paper, and they will do silk screen art pieces around Pride and with the different logos. I think it's a really nice way to, maybe if you wanted to take an old t-shirt and jazz it up, and also do it in a Pride-like manner. There's Trans and Intersex Pride happening on July 8th in Dublin. That is a protest kind of standing in solidarity with that community against the right-wing backlash to trans rights, and also to advocate for better trans healthcare in Ireland. I love that Kerry is doing Pride, but they're calling it Kingdom Pride, and that is happening from the 10th to 16th of July. And there's Mullingar, they have a Pride March on July 8th, and they also have Workfest in the Black Hall Place car park, where they have, I mean, I'm dying at this because I've seen her on television. She's mad. Bag of Chips from Drag Race UK will be in Mullingar in July 8th.
Sorry, what?
Bag of Chips is her name. If you've seen Bag of Chips in television, she's one of a kind. So I'm very excited to see her.
Bag of Chips is going to be in Mullingar, did you say?
There'll be a Bag of Chips for Bag of Chips in Mullingar. And then Drogheda is celebrating Pride from July 21st, 22nd. And they have Blue Hydrangea, who's a Belfast queen who's on Drag Race as well. She's appearing alongside other events. And then in August, Cork celebrate Pride. If I didn't mention Cork, there'd be war.
War.
There'd be war. They've got Wild Youth fresh from Eurovision this year, of course, headlining the post-parade gig Party at the Port on August 6th. And they are kicking off their celebrations on July 30th. And their theme is this year, 30 years on, and it nods to the decriminalisation of homosexuality that we mentioned earlier. And there's Galway Pride happening too, August 7th to 13th. And then you could even factor in popping over to the UK for Manchester Pride or London Pride. Maybe you go somewhere in Europe. Some World Pride happens every year.
You don't need to
anymore. You can go stay in Ireland.
You don't need to.
Because you go on every weekend, basically.
Yeah, you don't need to. And it's lovely to see a lot of the shops, the big stores around the country getting on board with this and having t-shirts and slogans, and people can show their support that way, even if they don't get to an event. Okay, so I am going to a Pride event. Let's say I'm a listener. I'm going to a Pride event for the first time. Okay, I'm going to a Parade. Top tips. What do I need to bear in mind, Connor? What do I need to do? Okay. How do I act? Tell me.
Well, I will say if you're planning to do a Pride day where you go to a Parade and stay out after, like this is just like if you're going to a festival, pace yourself.
Good advice.
Like, I'm not being funny, but like if you decide I'm going to go on a bit of a mad one, if you will, then okay, let's have some water with us. Let's wear sun cream. Let's have comfortable shoes on. Let's keep our wits about ourselves. If you're going into if you aren't part of the LGBTQ community and you're heading into events, that's fine, you're more than welcome, but it is worth remembering sometimes that you are in some ways a guest, and that perhaps at times some of the questions you might have top of mind, you don't have to ask them straight away. So
that
let them come up naturally
advice.
In commerce. Don't be like, so are you gay or what? Like, just let it, you don't need to ask.
You don't need to ask.
And no one's going to ask you anything. And if you're a straight person in space, no one is going to be like, so are you
straight
or what? Like,
so are you straight? What position do you like? Like, no one's going to say that to you.
A bit of cop on, a bit of calm will do you wonders. And
a
pace
bit
yourself.
Of cop on and a bit of calm.
Sound like someone's mum.
Thank you, mum. That was amazing. Thank you. That's a lot of information.
I know, yes.
But you can go to, is there a website for more information?
I mean, all of these prides have their own website, so if any of them stood out to you, I would just literally Google the place and where they are, because there's, and GCN.ie are doing lots of listed things. And I should say as well, if you're in Dublin, I believe Dublin Pride have reopened their Pride Hub. I think it's on Clarendon Street. It's in town anyway, and they're selling stuff like flags, t-shirts and merch for the next couple of months as well.
Amazing. And Conor Bean is live every Sunday right here on 2FM with the Request Show from 6 to 8, and we'll be back right after this.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.